Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Tracy is joining us on Second Date Update. We're so happy she is here. Tracy messaged us at 1029thewolf.com, and you can too if you've been out on what you thought was a wonderful first date, but for some reason that you just can't explain, get that other person to a second date. We're going to try to figure out the reason why. Tracy, good morning. Thanks for joining us. What is the latest with Charlie?
I go on a lot of dates, like at least 4 a week, and they're all first dates.
Four a week?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
A lot of dates.
Okay.
It's an online dating thing. You know, it's easy to meet people these days.
But you've just had no luck.
No. Like, it never works out. And so my sister keeps telling me that the problem has to be me.
Well, I would say don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah.
And maybe you're putting a little pressure. And it doesn't help if your sister says it's all you, but we're here to try to figure that out. But there's one guy in particular, though, even though you do go out on a lot of dates per week, there's one guy that's kind of sticking out for you, and it's this gentleman Charlie you wrote us about.
Yeah, I really liked him. So we met for coffee, you know, just to get like a chemistry read.
Okay. And was there chemistry?
Oh my gosh, yes. Like, he's so hot and really fun. Like, I liked him a lot.
Okay, so of all these dates you've been going on, like, this guy, like, kind of stood out is what you're saying.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
All right, and this is important. How did you leave things after this coffee date?
So I wanted him to know I was interested. My sister said maybe that's what I've been doing wrong because I can be, like, a little bit shy sometimes.
Okay.
So I said I'd like to see him again, and I kissed him on the cheek, and then he said, good to know.
Good to know.
He said what? Good to know?
Oh, good to know that you wanted to see. Good to know that you wanted to see him again.
Yeah,
it wasn't the kiss. Okay, how long ago was this date, Tracy?
Like 2 weeks.
Okay. Anything else? Can you think of anything else that might have been awkward, a red flag, something that might have gone wrong or was uncomfortable?
No, and that's why I'm so confused, because I thought it went great. So I've texted him 3 times since then, but I mean, over the course of 2 weeks, that's like not really a lot.
All right. What do you think, PT?
Yeah. I mean, I agree. That's not too bad. Although with no response on the text, right?
Mm. No.
Well,
all right.
That's not great. But.
Tracy, we're going to call Charlie. You know, this is what we do. 3 minutes away. If he answers, agrees to come on our show, hopefully get those answers. Hopefully get you to a second date with Charlie.
There you go.
All right. Coming up next, 3 minutes on The Wolf.
Baby girl, you out.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Tracy goes out 3 or 4 nights a week on dates, if you can believe that. And it has not led to romance.
No. Like, it never works out. And so my sister keeps telling me that the problem has to be me.
Well, a lot of first dates didn't really matter to Tracy until she met Charlie.
Yeah, I really liked him. Like, he's so hot and really fun. Like, I liked him a lot.
But that was 2 weeks ago, and there's been no contact from Charlie since. So let's see if we can help Tracy here on Second Date Update.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Charlie?
This is he.
Hey, Charlie, please don't hang up. This is not a sales call or a spam call. It's actually Thunder and PT. We co-host the morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. We do a segment on our show called Second Date Update, and we're calling to ask if you'd consider talking to us just for a moment about a recent date you went on with an acquaintance of yours and a listener of ours.
Who is it?
Well, do you remember Tracy? I think it was a couple weeks ago you guys met for coffee.
Tracy.
Okay, so you went out with her for this coffee date, and could you just tell us, elaborate maybe a little bit about that date and how you thought it went?
Does she need a recommendation to do karaoke or something, like a karaoke contest?
All right,
no, I mean,
we're just trying to...
No, we're a radio station, but we do this second date update feature because basically she had a great time with you. And she reached out to us because she hasn't heard back on these texts that she sent you.
And we're just trying to help her figure out if you want to see her again. So, yeah. Like, did your date go well?
No.
Okay.
Well, yes, actually, until we start talking about music.
All right. And what happened when music became the topic?
She's a huge Swiftie, which I learned means Taylor Swift fan. Not really my scene.
Okay.
And was that a problem?
Okay. Well, it's not such a big deal, but when I told her I had a few of my favorites, you know, I like classic rock, you know, Led Zeppelin and Aerosmith, she wanted to prove me that she could relate, I guess. So she started belting out a line or two from Led Zeppelin.
I'm a great belter.
Hello.
Troy, that's Tracy.
Yeah. Tracy's on the line with us. We talked to her a few moments ago, and she we forgot to tell you she's listening in. Yeah.
Great.
Tracy.
I'm so happy to be talking to you again.
So wait, Tracy, you were singing. So whenever Charlie said what group he liked, then you would just start singing those songs that you would know, like Led Zeppelin. You started singing Stairway to Heaven. What others groups?
Yeah, of course.
What other groups, Charlie, were you name dropping that she would just start belting out singing?
Oh, God. She's doing Coldplay, Aerosmith.
You know some...
Remember Dream On? Remember I sang Dream On to you?
Yeah. That was definitely part of the problem.
So you were singing on the date?
What do you mean?
Yeah, no, you leaving me voice texts and stuff, too.
Were you singing on these voice texts?
I mean, yeah, of course.
So you left him singing messages?
Yeah.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
Okay, that's Taylor Swift.
I recognize that one. I'm not a big Swiftie.
Did you did you sing that when you left him a message to him? Or
no,
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. Charlie, I told you I love Taylor Swift.
I'm not sure I have time for this. Seriously,
What do you mean you don't have time for this, Charlie?
I've got like a big work project coming up, and I got to dip out.
Wait. But it's only because on your date, you were just trying to have a conversation, and she was singing.
Yeah, it was just too artificial. I wanted to engage and like actually talk about real stuff, and she was just performing.
So it was just any singing whatsoever. It really had nothing to do with the fact that you don't share the same type of music. Because like that's, you can get over that. It's just more of the singing in at the coffee shop.
Yeah,
it's not artificial, Charlie. I sing all the time.
Yeah. All right, I gotta go. I gotta dip out.
All right, okay. We lost Charlie. So, Tracy, does this happen a lot when somebody you're on a date with, do you think this is a common occurrence?
Yeah, I mean, listen, when I go on these dates, I try to be myself. And, that's how I am. I like to sing. I like to have fun.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
But I mean, just, like, you're belting out songs, like, at the coffee shop and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, okay, not, like, loud enough that the whole coffee shop could hear, you know? Like, it's not, like, going over the sound of the music, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
But still, coffee shops are kind of tight quarters. It just seems to be a little, I think it might just be a little unusual for guys if you get into the music, and you must get into the music topic.
Yeah. So you think I should go on dates like outside or places where it's like a little more loud?
I don't know. Maybe,
does the Otter Bar still have karaoke and stuff like that?
I think that maybe the guy just wants to get to know you and maybe not your singing voice, you know, right off the bat. That just might be a suggestion.
Yeah.
It's just to have conversation about something instead of singing your favorite songs. I don't think that's maybe what Charlie signed up for.
Yeah, okay. I get it.
Here, so here's the thing. I think your sister, with her saying that you're the problem,
she's right. I think your sister might have a point.
I think Here's the thing. I would stop doing the four dates a week or whatever. Try less dates.
What's that got to do with it?
Try doing a couple that are just like more going to like musical stuff. Like go to karaoke or whatever. That way the guy, you know, he's into it.
Yeah.
Or like the music. You know, all find right. a band that you like and go see some live music.
I just say don't sing as much on your dates. Well, that's what I would. All right. Anyway, here's hoping that you find someone, Tracy, as much into music as you are, as PT said.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just maybe talk and not sing as much, and then that'll get you in the right direction. Not that you asked for advice.
Yeah.
All right, and thanks for being on.
Second date update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.